Earlier this year, I read the Three Body Problem trilogy by Sijin Liu because Netflix was coming out with the show. Was it worth it? Was my preparation sensible? How's the show? Well, I just finished it. Let's see. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, a quick take episode, just Jim here, the father, coming at you, as I'm ready to talk about Three Body Problem, the Netflix adaptation of the science fiction trilogy. If you enjoy this, don't forget to hit the like button, and we hope you subscribe to our channel. So yeah, I read the trilogy couple months back. It was fantastic. I had no problem moving through it. A little different than some of the science fiction I've enjoyed before. I do have content elsewhere on the channel that you can check out my thoughts on those books. But now I had the chance to watch Netflix, their Three Body Problem adaptation, at least season one. So 8 episodes covering a chunk of the books. How are they doing? Well, I loved it. I gotta admit it, I really enjoyed the Netflix show. The adaptation is relatively faithful. I say relatively because the story's there. The things from the book, they're brought to the screen well. But as always, it's an adaptation. They're making some changes to bring it to the screen in a sensible way, especially for people who have not read the books. I'm glad I read the books because I think I'm understanding what I'm seeing better than I would otherwise. And yet, I think they've delivered this in a way that non-book readers will still fully enjoy the show. Some of the adaptations changes they've made, I just love, to be honest. They make a lot of sense. There are some disconnects between book one and book two of the trilogy that they've decided to condense and connect in ways that make sense for television, make the story a little better, and yet at the same time, make the story a little more artificial. Now, okay, science fiction, it's already artificial to a degree because it's a bit fantastical. But basically, they've taken some of the storyline from book two and are bringing it into book one's story to have on season one together. So again, that's kind of the funny thing. They have not fully finished everything we see in book one, and yet they've brought in elements of book two and kind of run them concurrently. You know, I think they're done with book one, honestly. There are parts of it that didn't make it to the screen, and I think they're just going to let that go. They've brought in elements of book two enough so that I think they could just run with book two's plotline in season two. And book two's plotline is even better than book one, in my opinion. But at the same time, it's a little less fantastical, a little more science fiction based. So it will be interesting to see if they can continue to keep the audiences, you know, and keep their grip on the audience that they've gained. There is an element in the books that they brought to the screen very nicely here in season one that involves a video game. If you've read the books, you know what I'm talking about. If you saw the show, you know what I'm talking about. And that video game part is awesome. And they did such a nice job bringing it to the screen. A lot of special effects are involved, CGI up the yin yang, but that was done beautifully. That doesn't exist to the same degree anymore once you move to book two. So what are they going to be able to do to have that same kind of awesomeness on the screen? I'm not quite sure. We'll figure that out. There are still opportunities in what's to come, especially when the story is going to move out into space, but we're not there yet. There's one element in season one of the show that fell short for me, and it involved a chimpanzee. I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a chimp who has a very small little role and looked really, really fake. The CGI of the chimpanzee was not good. That was unfortunate when so much was done incredibly well to have this one fake old looking chimp. I guess you can't nail everything perfect. Again, as a show, totally enjoyed this. I would You know, out of 5 stars, I'd give it 5 stars. It delivered. The chimp was almost enough to knock me down to 4.5, but nah, it's just one little thing. It didn't take me too much out of the show. I enjoyed Three Body Problem. If you have not watched it, it's all still there. Netflix dropped it all at once, and it will be there for a long time now. Go check it out. And I do recommend the books as well. All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.